Books, books, books. Who reads books these days? Well, it's a sad commentary that less than 10%, one-tenth of Americans read less than one book a year. Pretty darn scary. But books are fun, folks. I love books. I love to get lost in a book. And so I've created a list of books to read. Not for this semester. Relax. You have the rest of your lifetime to read these books. And I hope you do at least read the first one, One Up on Wall Street, because they do open your eyes to quite a bit. So I've read far more than these books. Most of them are not worth recommending. There are just, you go to the library and you'll see dozens and dozens of books about stocks and investing, and some of them are pretty darn good, and most of them are pretty darn bad. And of course, if you go to a Bounders Books or what's it called, Borders Books. You go to Borders Books or one of those other places, and you'll see dozens of books, and most of them are pretty darn bad. But these are good, and who says so? Me. If you read one book about stock investing, it should be the number one on this list, and that's One Up on Wall Street. We'll mention Peter Lynch later on. He was a very famous mutual fund manager, and they trot him out every once in a while now, and he gives a pep talk about the American economy and the global economy, and he's actually a very, very down-to-earth, well-spoken, soft-spoken man. Got a great sense of humor. And he had done phenomenally from 1977 till about 88 or so. And he said, I'm writing a book for Fidelity. Fidelity was a company he worked for. And the investment community was laughing and saying, oh, it's going to be an awful book. It's going to talk about how wonderful he is, and it's not going to be worth anything. Nothing could be further from the truth. His theory, his thesis, if you will, is that you, being an individual who doesn't work on Wall Street, can do things that other people can't do who work on Wall Street. And he really does a good job of outlining it. He's famous. We'll talk about this more when we get to stocks. But he talks about your ability to buy what you know, buy what you understand. And it's a wonderful book. The second book was called Beating the Street. It's basically the same book, but he goes into more detail about how he does his recommendations and his choices and the like. So it's a good book to read. Now the third book, it's not really that great a book. There are excellent stories and there's good information. Lessons from the Legends of Wall Street. Problem is, Nikki Ross is not the best storyteller, nor is she the best imparter of information. So, but it's a good book. The fourth one, Wall Street People. Now, this one's a lot of fun. This is one of my favorite writers, Charles D. Ellis. He also wrote a book called The Loser's Game, which, you know, it's a little outdated, but it's a good book to read if you get around to The Loser's Game, it's called. But he just compiled all these stories about people in Wall Street, and I hope to read from one of them in chapter one. So the story I read about a couple of players on Wall Street will be from this book. Not a whole lot of good information about stock picking and the like, but just great stories. Now, the fifth book is in The Intelligent Investor, and eventually you're going to want to read this book. Sooner, better than later, you're going to read The Intelligent Investor. Okay? Nod your heads yes. All right? Yes, you will. So it's a little bit difficult to read. Not that difficult, but Mr. Graham, Benjamin Graham, the father of value investing, the father of security analysis, he's a little terse in his language, so you have to really sometimes read it twice to get the idea of what he's going over, what he's trying to say to you. But it's not that hard. And if you get the latest version, the one that was put out in 2002, first version came out in 1949, and Mr. Graham wrote three additional updates to it. Passed away in 1975. In 2002, Jason Zweig, who's a very famous writer, very famous investment writer, took his 1972 version, the last version that Benjamin Graham made, and he wrote commentary to it. So if you go to the library, that's the one you're going to want to pick up, the 2002 version. It's very good. It's excellent. Very big eye-opener. Things really haven't changed that much other than the technology. People are still the same, and investing is still the same. Now, Benjamin Graham, actually, there should be a second person next to this, Christopher Dodd, wrote a book called Security Analysis. Now, this one's tough. This one's definitely tough. It's the kind of book you get in a graduate level or upper level investing class at a university. Some of the techniques in this book we're going to do in this class. So when we get to chapter 6, when we do, you'll remember, you'll say, oh yeah. We're going to do the cash flow and discounted cash flows and dividend discount models. Relax. They're from this book. The original ideas are from this book. Now, Peter Lynch was asked to write a how-to book, and that's Learn to Earn, A Beginner's Guide to Investing in Business. And it's basically his ideas in One Up on Wall Street put into practice for the folks at the National Association of Investors Clubs, the Better Investing folks, betterinvesting.org. So that's pretty good, especially if you join an investment club, they might have a copy of this. The next book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street. A lot of fun. Read this for fun. Not that he doesn't have good information, but Burton Malkiel is a wonderful writer. He's a very well-respected professor. In fact, Vanguard, which we'll talk about, some of the ideas behind Vanguard's indexed investing came from Mr. Malkiel, and he was on the board of Vanguard for many years. He's a lot of fun to read. And then another fun book to read is How to Make Money in Wall Street, not on Wall Street. Interesting choice of words. How to Make Money in Wall Street. And you may have heard of Louis Rukeyser. He died a few years ago. And for 30 years, starting in 30 years, he had a show on investing in Wall Street, Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser, on that bastion of socialist propaganda, PBS. You know, so bizarre. PBS you think is liberal, and yet when the networks and the other television shows wanted nothing to do with capitalism and investing, Wall Street Week was on there since the late 60s. And Mr. Rukeyser writes back in the early 70s this book. So in many ways, it's like a history book. We were all now in the age of the internet, where it's a very different world investing, and so it's not only good information about investing, but also a bit of a history lesson about what it was like before the internet. Before internet. Now this next book. This is really not about investing so much as it's more about psychology, before psychology was actually a profession and a course of study. This book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, was written in 1841. And yet it still shocks you when you read it and you come to understand that people are not rational. People are mad, especially in large numbers. It has tremendous applications to what goes on in the markets. In fact, some of the stories that Mr. McKay talks about are about investing. So we'll make reference to it later on. But it's a wonderful book to read, and it really does. When you watch a crowd go mad, you just say, hey, nothing new. It's who we are. And then these last two books, The Wealthy Barber and The Millionaire Next Door, are really more for the Business 121 class, the financial planning and money management class. But they're good to read anyway for you folks who want to increase your net worth and be better money managers. They talk a little bit about investing, not a whole lot, but more about how to manage your money for success over the long term. So, again, these are just, what, a dozen books? Actually, what, 13? There are dozens and dozens and dozens more, but that's enough to start with, don't you think? Okay. Hope you'll at least read one up on Wall Street. Please, 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 please. You can get it at the bookstore. You can get it at the library. See ya.